Hey, this is Joshua Rivers from the Creative Studio Academy. If you are really wanting to dive in and to really know what's what with podcasting, then you are listening to the right show. This is the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcement with Dave Jackson.
Thank you so much, Josh. Today on episode number 464 of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements, which you can find at schoolofpodcasting.com/464. We've got a last five and five from Josh. We've got a little news on Stitcher and what's going on with them. I'm going to give you some insights on Joyride. I interviewed the head of Joyride a while back, and things have kind of changed. We're going to have a podcast listening party with dueling Patreon podcasts. I'm going to talk about the anatomy of a story. And you'll see how this is nothing new, but how some podcasts have used this in their podcast to have great success. I'm also going to give you another little behind the scenes of a podcast launch, as the Clamorcast is now on iTunes. And what does that actually mean? Go ahead, Josh. You can say it.
Hit it, ladies.
The School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson.
Oh, podcasting since 2005. Let me do the math for you. That's 10 years, folks. Been there, done that. Been helping people understand podcasting. Been helping people understand technology for over 20 years. Back in the day. Yeah, I used to teach people how to run their fax machine. And I had to set up people's pagers. It's been a while. And so I enjoy having you come on board. And I help you massage your message. We're going to talk today about the anatomy of a story. I help you tackle the technology. And so we're going to talk today about Joyride, how they've put up a bit of a hurdle. And I help you flatten the learning curve and get you on the way to pain-free podcasting. Our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. And you might want to write this down. I got a coupon code for you. If you decide at the end of this episode, hey, that guy seems to know what he's talking about, I want to start a podcast, use the coupon code LISTENER. It's LISTENER, and that will save you on your first month at theschoolofpodcasting.com. I should also say, hey, thanks. I'm really glad you're here. I know you got a busy schedule and you got a lot of things going on, a lot of graduation things going on. I know my stepson is graduating this Friday. And then later on this summer, he'll be going on to Purdue. And a lot of things going on around that. So I know your life is busy, and I'm really, really pleased that you're here to talk a little podcasting. And we met Josh at the beginning of the show. Thank you again so much, Josh, for that little intro. You can find Josh at creativestudio.academy. And we do have a last five and five from Josh. So without further ado.
And now it's time for a last five and five. What were the last five podcasts you listened to?
Hey there, Dave. This is Josh Rivers from the creativestudio.academy. And I am here to share my last five and five with you. And so the last five podcasts I listened to were the Read to Lead podcast with Jeff Brown.
Yes.
And I love to be able to get the insights on some of the latest and best business books that are out there.
I'm going to actually be sharing you. Yes, you're so good. You deserve to be shared. I'm going to be sharing with you today about a book I'm reading right now that's really pretty cool.
And so he always brings a really great interview. I also listen to WordPress plugins A to Z, and yes. I love to be able to kind of keep in touch in some of the different plugins that are available out there for WordPress to try to make my life easier, or even the life of clients a little easier for being able to do various things, and they do a good job at reviewing different plugins. And then also, I listen to Weekly Web Tools. I believe you've heard of that one there. With
that guy is a hack.
With Dave Jackson. And so a lot of great, interesting insights all the time with different things for websites. A lot of times dealing with WordPress, but sometimes additional tools like this one here for a latest one regarding adding some video. And so a pretty cool tool that I plan on looking into. And so I got that on a list for me to look into.
The IntelliPlayer. It's actually pretty cool. I actually bought that one.
Another one I listened to is Happen to Your Career with Scott Barlow. And so he has some really good advice for careers and showed, especially trying to figure out what it is that you want to do. And so he really focuses on that, being able to find your signature strengths and being able to apply that into your job situation. And then the last one I listened to, number five, is Chris Licurdo. And so I love listening to Chris Licurdo's show. And so I started listening to him back when he was on the Entre Leadership podcast. And I love his style. I love the way he communicates. And his podcast is really good because I love to be able to get the business insight that he brings.
And this is why we do this segment. I have not heard of the last two. This is a cool way to discover podcasts.
As well as the personal growth and development things that he brings there as well. And so those are the last five podcasts that I've listened to. And so I definitely appreciate being able to listen to your podcast as well. Again, my name is Joshua Rivers. You can find me at creativestudio.academy.
Thank you, Josh. I appreciate known Josh a while and good guy. You can check out his stuff over at creativestudio.academy. I always like to share a little podcasting news with you. And many moons ago, we talked about how Stitcher was acquired by Deezer. And here towards the last week of May in 2015, basically that acquisition of Stitcher into Deezer has now gone into place. Deezer is based in France, and they've now added, they acquired Stitcher last year. And earlier this month, they added over, 20,000 podcasts to its catalog. Now, if you're like, what the heck's a Deezer? Deezer is kind of like Spotify for the UK. And so this new spoken word content is being rolled out for the first time in Europe and, Sweden, United Kingdom, basically that side of the pond, he said, sounding like a stupid Yank. And there's a complete directory of Deezer's podcasts. And it's not really available in terms of like what's there. The company is working with partners like Slate, the Financial Times, NPR, WNYC to provide its initial spoken word content. And this is one of the things that kind of bugs me about some of this. On one hand, it bugs me that it's not the little guy, right? It's these big NPR, Financial Times, and Slate. It's the big, big networks. But on the other hand, I'm kind of glad in a way, because these people do put a lot of effort into their content. And so I don't want that first person that's listening to Deezer go, hey, what's a Deezer? And they, what's a podcast? So they click on it and go, that was rubbish. So they're hopefully finding something like Radiolab or something like that. And basically, so you're going to have the podcast directory in Deezer. Last week, we talked about the podcast directory in Spotify. And from what I understand, if you go into, unless you're on my phone, if you go into Spotify, into the settings, it will ask you, do you want to experience the new settings? And you go, yes. Now, that works on everybody's show, everybody's podcast, but mine. But that's new. And I know earlier in the week, Stitcher's stats were MIA. They were just not happening. My buddy Corey Finneran over at Ivy Envy and podcastersgrouptherapy.com, he really has a huge Stitcher following on his show about the Chicago Cubs, and we just went MIA. And so we're all, my own personal opinion, I'm a little worried about Stitcher / Deezer at this point. And I'm hoping it was the lack of stats was caused by this kind of movement of Stitcher into Deezer now. I'm hoping that's what caused it. I know I added the Clamorcast to Deezer and it took a couple days and it was in. So that part seems to be fine. You can, if you want to add a show to Stitcher, which again would eventually add it to Deezer, eventually, go to Stitcher.com at the bottom. You want to sign up under the partner portal. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The other bit of behind the scenes things that I wanted to let you know about, I talked last week about Joyride, which you can find at getjoyride.com. This is an alternative to Patreon, and it's got a really pretty interface. And in terms of, is it better than Patreon? Kind of six one way, half a dozen the other. They said in the future that you will be able to kind of get people to support you without sending them to the getjoyride.com website. Well, here's the thing. I wanted to test this on my weekly web tool show, and you sign up, you put in your show, and you have to get an activation code. And you get an activation code by sending it to support@getjoyride.com. To make a long story short, I can't get activated. And I hate the fact that I had the president of Joyride on my show, and it seems like anytime I want something done, I have to go bug the president and say, because the last time I'm going to send them one more right now as I record this and go, this is my third attempt. And if you're not going to give me an activation code, that's fine, because Weekly Web Tools doesn't have a huge audience. But can you just tell me I'm not going to give you an activation code so I can quit bugging you? So I would say their onboarding process, right? The actual process of going through Joyride and getting kind of a pain in the butt. In my travels, I'm having a hard time getting an activation code. And that's the one thing I would say right now with Patreon, that their system is self-serve. You go in, you do it. They've got videos, they've got tutorials, and it's much easier. So if these other systems are going to try to compete with Patreon, I know Podbean just came out with a version. You got to make sure it's easy for people and I don't have to jump through a whole bunch of stuff to get in and get going. Because people get here and they're really excited about, you know, wanting to do this and wanting to move ahead. And we've all only got a certain amount of time. And then all of a sudden, you're just waiting for a code. And you send another one saying, hey, we're waiting for a code. So it's kind of disheartening in a way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Here's a fun dilemma. Speaking of Patreon, there's a podcast called Patreon Podcast by Chris Cohen. And if I look at that, it's a weekly podcast featuring conversations with creative people who have made their projects available for support on Patreon. Note, Patreon Podcast is not affiliated with Patreon. And what's interesting is Patreon just came out with a Patreon podcast where it says, hey, you quit your day job. We're Patreon, an ongoing funding for artists and creators of all kinds. And if I listen to Patreon episode number one, it sounds a little something like this.
Welcome to the Patreon podcast. I'm John Miro, a Patreon creator, a proud supporter of other creators, and your host. The Patreon podcast is a free weekly show you can listen to or download at patreon.com/patreon. Every week, we'll post free interviews with creators in a short audio podcast. Patrons of the page can access longer audio and video interviews with guests. And down the road, we'd like to add roundtable discussions, highlights of creators' works, Patreon events, how-tos, and more. Oh, and we will be introducing ways to subscribe, making the podcast more podcasty. As your host, it's my job to show you as much of the huge variety of artists and creators using Patreon as I can. And that's an awesome gig. A huge thank you to Patreon, especially Jack and Erica, for trusting me with the keys to the podcast and encouraging me to make it my own. And that means making it your own. Because Patreon wouldn't be here, creators wouldn't thrive here, if it wasn't for you backing the creators that you love. Patreon is changing the way artists sustain themselves.
All right, so there we go. No, proving again, you can do a podcast however you want. And everybody has their own style. Let's go compare. Let's go apples to apples. We're having fun with this today. Now let's compare that to the non-affiliated. Oh, here's a fun one. He only has 10 episodes in his feed. I can't listen to episode number one because he's on episode number 17. For the record, to fix this, how do you fix this? Go into WordPress, under settings, and under reading, you will see it says number of episodes in your feed. Change that to 50. Otherwise, you'll only have 10 episodes in your feed. Well, let's listen to the earliest one I can. That would be episode number 8. This is the non-official Patreon podcast.
Right. You're listening to the unofficial podcast of Patreon.
Yes.
Patreon podcast. Creative people pursuing their passions.
Hey, my name is Chris Cowan, and this is Patreon Podcast, the unofficial podcast of Patreon, where you get to meet creative and inspiring people, find out how you can be a part of their project, and maybe even get a little bit of insight into your own creative journey as well. I'd like to give a very warm welcome to today's guest. Andy Hunter. He's creating.
All right. So two different subjects covered kind of the same way. In fact, they're interviewing people on Patreon. I'll be subscribing to these because one of the things I have on my slate to do is update the book More Podcast Money. And I'm looking to find out what's working on Patreon. All right, we're going to do something together that I have no idea what I'm going to get. As I was looking through New and Noteworthy, I see where somebody I really respect as a personality with an opinion that's not afraid to share it. Are you ready for this? This kind of shows my age. I wasn't a huge fan of his band, of his first band. The person is Dee Snider. And if you're like, who the heck is Dee Snider? Dee Snider was the singer of Twisted Sister. Yeah, we're not going to take it. No, we ain't going to. Yeah, okay. A lot of people don't realize back in the day in the 80s, when they were going to really just completely censor music, it was Dee Snider with his leather jacket and giant blonde hair that went in and basically told Congress to stick it. And here was this guy in makeup and the whole nine yards that everybody thought was a clown. And it turned out underneath all that was a really well-spoken, well-thought, well-educated person. And I've always enjoyed him as a person. I really loved his second band, which was called, Warlock, War something. I knew it started with a W, Widowmaker. Again, I'm a hard rock kind of guy. And anyway, let's get to the punchline. Dee has a podcast, apparently on Podcast One. Let's hit play on his very first episode.
Let's play.
All right. Okay. Anytime now. Seriously? Okay, between you and me, we're at 30 seconds. This is a long intro. Really? 40 seconds. Not a word about what I'm listening to or anything.
Ah, so this is where entertaining talk radio went. Yeah, I know. On AM radio, you can hear 5,000 right-wing stations, but it's pretty much the same rhetoric over and over and over, and not meaningful conversation like there used to be in the good old days. Yeah, I'm Dee Snider. And this is Snider Comments. I mean, I've been doing radio now for over 20 years, starting doing metal, late night, heavy metal radio show on Long Island.
All right, so he's starting off explaining why you should listen to him. So I hope you've enjoyed this little section of Listening with Dave. And every now and then I go out and find new podcasts to listen to. That's kind of my job, is to find new topics, new sources of information, new experiences, and then bring them back here to you.
Yeah.
So last night, I took my wife and my stepson out to see the movie San Andreas with the Rock. I don't know what Dwayne Johnson, I think, is the guy's name. And it's kind of interesting because it's always fun to watch them take an action star and try to get them to act. Hence, Sylvester Stallone should not, you know, next to my kid being born, Adrian. It just doesn't work typically. And that got me to thinking about stories, because that story of that movie is about a big earthquake that is followed by another big thing that's followed by another big thing. And at the end, you're kind of like going, seriously? And so I'm reading a book. And if you get this book, if you have an iOS device, you should get go to like iBooks, and it's called Resonate. Present visual stories that transform audiences. It's by Nancy Duarte. And even the Kindle version is $17. But it's interesting because she looks at some of the top speeches of all time, some of the best presentations of all time, and she deciphers them. Like, why did they work? And it's interesting how if you you know, people are always all about stories now because of Serial. And stories have been around forever. And so she talks about a story pattern. And that is, first of all, you have a relatable and likable hero.
That would be me.
Right? Hopefully you are a likable kind of person. You're not a jerk. Then the second one, the relatable and likable hero encounters some sort of roadblock. Oh, what shall I do? And then the third part of this is they emerge transformed. So let's look at a couple of these. Snow White, right? She takes refuge in the forest with seven dwarfs to hide from her stepmother, the Wicked Queen. Then the complication, she's more beautiful than her stepmother. And so, disguised as a peddler, the queen poisons her with an apple. That's a pretty serious complication. Now, what happens, of course, the prince, who has fallen in love with Snow White, awakens her from the spell with love's first kiss. Relatable, likable hero, roadblock, emerges transformed. E.T., phone home, Elliot, right? A group of alien. Basically visit the Earth, whatever E.T. was. After a hasty takeoff, one of them is left behind and he wants to go home. Now, the complication is 10-year-old Elliot forms an emotional bond with E.T. and a task force is trying to hunt down E.T. and he and Elliot get very sick. The resolution, E.T. and Elliot build a communication device and escape on a bicycle. I'm sorry if I'm spoiling this for you. E.T. is rescued and tells Elliot he'll be in his heart. Aw, I want to cry just thinking about that. Avatar. I've never seen this movie, but Jake Sully is a paralyzed ex-Marine who is selected for the Avatar program, which will enable him to walk through a proxy. Basically, this it says Navi body in the land of Pandora. Really? There's a land of Pandora? Now, the complication, Jake falls in love with a Na'vi woman as the humans encroach on the forest seeking valuable minerals, those evil humans. Jake is forced to choose sides in an epic battle. Oh, what will he do? What a roadblock. Now, under Jake's leadership, the Na'vi, I'm probably pronouncing that wrong, they defeat the evil humans, and Jake is permanently transformed into a Na'vi and gets to live on Pandora with the Nyachichiri, whatever the, with the blue chick. I sound like Sinatra. Relatable, likable hero, encounters roadblocks, emerges transformed. Now, there's actually, and even, if you look into kind of the theater, shall we say, right? There's act one. It sets up the story. You introduce the characters. Act two presents some sort of dramatic action held together by some sort of confrontation, right? The main character encounters obstacles. And in act three, well, they walk off into the sunset. This is not new. And some of this call the hero's journey. And there's a couple different names for this. But it basically starts like this. The journey begins, again, you introduce the hero in the ordinary world, and they are then presented with a call to adventure, right? I have to go and battle this evil something, right? The initial reluctance may lead to the refusal of the call. If you think about Star Wars, right, you have little Luke Skywalker. I know I sound like a complete nerd when I say this, but remember, Luke Skywalker wasn't really big. He wasn't sure if he wanted to join or whatever. And they're like, the Force is strong in you, right? You have to go. So their initial reluctance may lead to a refusal of the call, but they receive encouragement from a mentor, like, I don't know, a little green guy named Yoda. They cross over the threshold, right? They go over that barrier, and they gain entry into some sort of special world where they then encounter whatever, some sort of test, some sort of ally, some sort of enemy. And they basically have to endure some sort of ordeal. the some sort of reward maybe is seized, and they are often pursued as they follow the road back to the ordinary world. Right, hurry this way, get down. They are transformed by the experience of getting back to the real world, and they return triumphant. Think about the Wizard of Oz, right? All the hurdles. You have to constantly get away. This is nothing new. And so I say this, if you plan on telling a story in your podcast, you might want to think about it like, okay, well, let's set up the character. What was I trying to overcome? And how was I transformed afterwards? And so I went back to an old email. I appeared on Entrepreneur on Fire many moons ago. And I got to that's when I first got to know John Lee Dumas. This was after I think he was on my show. I was on his show. I forget who was on whose show first. It doesn't really matter. But I looked at John's initial email to me where he sends his questions. And basically, they ask you for, you know, some sort of, they introduce who you are, hence introducing the likable hero, shall we say. Not that I'm a hero, but you guys get the point. That you introduce the character. And then there's a success quote where I explain a little bit like why, who I am, why I like it, things like that. So mine was, if you give me 6 hours to chop down a tree, I will spend 4 hours sharpening my axe. I believe that is from Abraham Lincoln, right? Gives you a little insight into that. And then his third question, what failure or challenge obstacle have you overcome and what were the lessons learned? So this is two things. This is the encounter, right? So I was whatever my encounter, I have to go back and listen and told him what it was. I think it was, when I was 16, I got fired for being too shy from, I worked in a grocery store. And what lessons have you learned? And this is the cool thing about this. You'll notice where John's always asking, what did you learn? It's all about helping his audience and you bring some actionable item. In fact, number four is the aha moment. Discuss an aha moment that you have had and how you turned that into a success. So it's not only about the moment, what did you do? So again, this ties in with you've emerged transformed. And the next one is, what is one thing that is really exciting you in your current business right now? So that's, again, just a little bit to know about you, what's going on. And then he has a lightning round. What is holding you back from becoming an entrepreneur? Or what was holding you back? Again, what's the roadblock? What is the best business advice you've ever received? Well, that might be something you learn after you've been transformed. What is something that is working for you right now? Right? So this is something that's working. This is great advice. Do you have a resource like Evernote? Again, here's a tool that your audience can go, oh, that's kind of cool. And then, again, imagine if you woke up tomorrow morning in a brand new world, identical to Earth, but you knew no one. You still have all the experience and knowledge you currently have. Your food, your shelter is taken care of, but all you have is a laptop and $500. What would you do in the next 7 days? And that is one that's just way out of left field. It's supposed to give you insight into the person. But you can see where there are elements of a great story there. And that, I think, is one of the things that makes Entrepreneur on Fire a great show. And I think that is why that show took off. That and the fact that at the time, doing a daily show was out of the ordinary. It was something like people went, what? You got to be kidding me. So keep that in mind, that if you are going to be doing any kind of telling of a story, instead of just winging it, by painting the picture of maybe where you were, what you were thinking, bring insights into the main character, even if it's you, and then explain the hurdle that you had to overcome, because that will suck your audience in because they're going to go, well, obviously he's here now talking about it, or she's here now talking about it. How did they get past it? And so I saw the movie, I think it was called Invincible. Actually, it wasn't Invincible. That's a movie with Mark Wahlberg about playing football. It's Unbroken. And I'm watching that movie thinking, well, obviously he lives because the story wouldn't have been told without him. And so you get sucked in. Like, okay, wow, this person is hitting some sort of hurdle. How are they going to get past it? And then one of the things that I do on this podcast is I share with you my transformation. Hey, I've done this in the past. If we go back to the early days of this podcast, I once walked into, this was back in the day before there were Facebook groups, and we would chisel messages to each other on stone. But I walked into a forum and it was like the perfect, like I just walked in. I was like, oh, everybody here should have a podcast. Oh my gosh. So I walked in and said, hey, I'm Dave. I'm from the School of Podcasting. Listen to my podcast. And they went, banned. You are done, you stupid spamming fool. And I went, huh? But I can help you. Yeah. And I walked out and I went to the School of Podcasting members. I'm like, oh, you might not want to do that. You might want to go over and bring some value to the conversation in the group. You might want to get to know people, and that way they'll actually care about what you have to say when you say, hey, listen to my podcast. I came out transformed from that. So I do not consider myself a master storyteller. When it comes to shaping content, I'm very blessed to do a show with the one, the only Eric K. Johnson. He is the podcast talent coach. And this guy's been doing kind of story shaping for years on the radio. He's been a radio talent coach where you basically sit down with a DJ and help them go over their content and ways to shape it. We do the podcast review show. You can find that over at podcastreviewshow.com. And if you want to get into shaping your content, definitely check out Eric's show over at Podcast Talent Coach. For me, though, if you want to check out, I'm really into this book. And the thing I liked about it, by buying it on the iBook, there's a lot of video in here. Like they took apart the speech that President Reagan did after the Challenger exploded. And they break out things from Gandhi and things like that. So it's a really interesting look and a very interactive book. There's actually a quiz in the book to like, did you get what you're supposed to get out of this chapter? It's very interesting. Again, it's called Resonate, present visual stories that transform audiences. Now it's really designed for people that are doing PowerPoint. She has another book called Slideology. That's all about how to design better slides, but this is all about kind of storytelling, understanding what stories work and why they work, and found it very interesting. And I will have links to this out in the show notes. Just go to schoolofpodcasting.com/464. I've been getting ready to release a podcast. It's a new podcast. It's really odd because I have no control, kind of, over the content. It's called Clammercast. It's based on the app Clammer, clammr.com is where you can find the app. If you don't have an iOS device, check out publisher.clammer.com. And this week it went live. Let me play you a little itty bitty snippet of the show here. This is the first episode. Today on this very first ever not safe for work kinda episode of the Clammercast, you're going to get insightful and inspirational words from Jeffrey Marsh. You're going to get some funny from the lovely and talented Amy Schumer, Baron Vaughn, and John Mulaney, and some educational clammers from the Urban Dictionary. But did any of those people take the coveted number one most liked clammer this week? No, and you're going to have to stay tuned to find out who did. Hit it! All right, keep your hands and arms inside the ride. We have no idea where we're going. It's Clammercast episode number one. I am Dave Jackson, your personal podcast coach, your friendly neighborhood podcast consultant from the School of Podcasting.com. Use the coupon code Clammer, and you'll be hearing this a lot, spelled C-L-A. All right, enough of that. So there's the first episode. And what I found interesting about this is, number one, I didn't let anybody listen to these, a few selected, but I put up a front page on my WordPress that said, hey, this is coming soon. If you'd like to be notified when it's ready, sign up for the newsletter. For the record, nobody did. I didn't really promote it a whole lot. And I thought it would test the theory, the recipe. You know the recipe. If you follow these steps, you will release it. You'll go into new and noteworthy and you'll make $1 million in 6 months. Right? Isn't that what everybody's saying? All you have to do is follow this recipe and you'll be famous. Well, first of all, the recipe is crap at times because the recipe says you have to release with at least 3 episodes. Well, I point to you to Dr. Nina Saville Rockland and the Win the Diet War podcast. I helped Dr. Nina put out her show and she got into new and noteworthy way, 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 way up at the top with 1 episode. How did she do it? Dr. Nina has a really good content. If you're trying to lose weight, check out winthedietwar.com. And oh, by the way, she had a very successful blog before she had a podcast. And so when her show came in iTunes, she went to her blog and said, hey, guess what? You can listen to me now. And everybody came over and subscribed and rated and reviewed. So you do not need to list with at least 3 episodes. But I said, hey, I'm following the recipe. So I did. And I went in when it became available on the 26th in iTunes. I went over and said, because I thought, literally, with 3 episodes, when you first subscribe to it, you get episode number 3. Episode 1 and 2 just kind of sit there. Well, if you go in and you can look at your stats, and I saw where episode number 3 was downloaded on that first day 47 times. So if you ever wonder, what does iTunes get you? 47 downloads. Episode number 2, 31. So I went from 47 to 31. Episode number 1 had 27. So we went from 47 to, 31 to 27. So people are listening to your back catalog. Now, did that get me into new and noteworthy? Well, as a matter of fact, I'm in new and noteworthy. That's right. Oh, my gosh. Yep, I am. I can sleep better at night. I feel complete. You complete me, new and noteworthy. Yeah. Now, here's the fun thing. Ask me where my ranking is in new and noteworthy. It took me about 4 minutes to find it because I'm number 1,150 in new and noteworthy. And, yeah. So can you get new and noteworthy? You sure can. I can tell people, yeah, I'm in new and noteworthy. Well, I am. I'm nowhere near the top, but I am in new and noteworthy. So does that mean that you have to release with multiple episodes? Well, if part of the algorithm is total number of downloads, it does help. So that's kind of interesting. And I will be interested to see how this goes. I am already in episode, I just recorded episode number 4, which will be coming out on Monday. And as this will happen, your show will change over time. And what it is kind of what makes the show. I wish I had time maybe to do this with another person, but it just adding a co-host would complicate this to the point of, don't know if I can do it. Because it's not easy to do with one person getting people to hear them and things like that. So what I've done is some of the clamors are meh, for lack of a better phrase. They don't impact me, I'll put it that way. And some of them lead me to say things that are somewhat entertaining. And so I've been able to spotlight those and go, oh, you know what? I could be kind of humorous here. And I am. And if I can't, I don't force it. I just go, all right, and coming in at number 17. And so it's been cool seeing this. Like Elsie Escobar from The Feed made it into the top 10. Brian from ProfitCast, his clip was number 2 coming out on Monday. And that was actually interesting because I learned about that clip from Nick Suberling of Inside the Jungle, SBNT.TV, and Podcasters Group Therapy. And I saw it on Nick's feed, and I said, hey, I want to remix that. So I put it in my feed at Clamor, and it shot up to number two. So I stole Nick's Clamor. I shared it, and it went to number two. So there we go. So that's what the Clamorcast is. A little behind the scenes of that. And so what have we learned here? Number one, you don't have to go into iTunes the minute you have an episode out. In fact, I might have, if I wasn't kind of kicking the tires on some technology, I might scrap all of these original episodes and just start, like, episode number five might be episode number one. Because I'm starting to learn more about what I think is going to make this show entertaining. What else am I doing? I have a thing in here to make sure it's going to be worth my while, and that is there's a coupon code for the School of Podcasting in the Clamorcast. Now, the coupon code for this show, by the way, is LISTENER, LISTENER, when you sign up at theschoolofpodcasting.com. That's how I know that this show is worth it, and it is. A lot of people use that coupon code, and so that's how I'm going to track that on the Clamorcast. Some other things I'm going to be doing to promote the show in the same way that you can ask. Keyword here, you can ask your guests to help promote your show. It is not their job to promote your show. It's nice if they do, but it's your show. And so I will probably tell the people that maybe make the top five, hey, you're in the top five, here it is, if you'd like to have people listen to it. And maybe put links to that to see if that's worth doing. So when you start to track things, you can see what's working and what's not worth your time. So that's a little insight into the launch of the podcast. And another thing that's going to be coming in the future is I'm so used to thinking a podcast is an ongoing kind of story. It's an ongoing report. It's weekly. Every week you hear Dave talk about this and that. It doesn't have to be. And I think I'm going to launch a podcast that will have initially about 30 episodes. And that'll be it. And then every now and then I will add a new one, but it's not going to be weekly. It's not going to be a thing where every week there's a new episode where I'm thinking, oh, what am I talking about the podcast? And why I'm doing this, it's going to be oddly enough called How to Podcast. I know, I got real creative with that name. And it's going to be one subject per podcast. And that way, if somebody says, well, how do you feel about media hosts? What do you think about SoundCloud? I might have an episode just on SoundCloud. I might have an episode just on Libsyn. Or I might do one episode where I talk about all of those. But that way, you know, I might have one episode that's like, here it is on media hosting. Go here and I will give you my insights on Podbean, Libsyn, Blueberry, and SoundCloud. And that way, if it changes in the future and I no longer like whoever, I can just upload a new episode to that. So it's going to be my way of, I'm creating this podcast to say, oh, can you play music in your podcast? Listen to episode number 12 over here. I answer that question. Now, I will answer the question anyway, for the record. I'm not just going to go, get out of here, kid. You bother me. Listen to episode number 12. No, I'm not doing that. That would be rude. I will answer your question and then say, for more information, listen to episode number 12. And I've always wanted to do a podcast with one episode about podcasting. I actually thought about it, and I was going to have like subdued music. Like you heard that one again with the funky guitar music. And I thought of actually doing it almost like a serial. Like today on the How to Podcast podcast, we're going to be talking about microphones. I'll be telling you why I love the ATR 2100 microphone and have some cool music in the background, maybe some jazz. And I'm like, that's just not me. I've always got to kind of be loud and obnoxious. And as we wrap up this topic, a little behind the scenes of my podcast launch, speaking of, we'll take a little tangent here. Speaking of podcasting gear, if you want the best podcasting gear, this is another thing I'm experimenting with. If you go to bestpodcastinggear.com, that is an Amazon store that I just created with a script. It's a little more robust than what I had before, but if you ever want to buy anything from Amazon, go to bestpodcastinggear.com, and anything you buy on that site actually helps me earn a little bit of cash. So if you're looking for a way to support me and you're like, Dave, I don't need to join the School of Podcasting. I've already got a podcast. Okay. Well, anything you buy here, or if you know of anybody buying anything, send them to bestpodcastinggear.com. And that's another new experiment. I'm always experimenting, always testing things, and I'm always bringing back the results to you so you can hear what I've learned and benefit from my experience. And as we wrap things up here, don't forget, if you'd like to join the School of Podcasting, avoid the headaches, avoid the time it's going to take to weed through all the, let's just call it crap that's out there about podcasting. And as I've said a couple times in this show, you know, I've gone through and I've figured out what's working and what's not working, help you avoid the mistakes. Use the coupon code LISTENER, LASTENER. That's for people who already have a website already set to go. That'll save you off your first month. Now, if you don't have a website yet, there's a special way you can join the School of Podcasting. Send me an email with the phrase quick start in the subject line. And basically, if you order your hosting for your website through me, I will give you a free month at the School of Podcasting, and I will install WordPress for you and some plugins. So that's another way of doing that. And also, don't forget, if you have a last five and five, again, what were the last five podcasts you listened to? Go out to schoolofpodcasting.com/contact. You can just email them right in. You can use the SpeakPipe button and just talk in there. Also, always looking for what I call a because of my podcast story. This is it's a one question answer. Hey, because of my podcast, blank. I was able to blank. I got to meet blank. I got to do blank. Whatever it is, I'm always loving to hear those. They inspire me. So again, schoolofpodcasting.com/contact. Also, as we head out the door, I want to say thank you very much to Henry Jasper. He does the Voices That Carry podcast. Find it at voicesthatcarry.net. He put a review on iTunes, 5 stars. Thank you, my friend. He says, Dave is my homeboy. I appreciate Dave's infotainment. I've learned so much from him. The School of Podcasting's morning announcements is a generous gift to the podcasting world. Thanks for shorting my learning curve. Henry, thank you so much, buddy. I really do appreciate that. That puts a lot of gas in my tank. And if you'd like to review the show, go over to schoolofpodcasting.com/iTunes. It'll take you right there. You can subscribe to the show there. And also rate and review it. So thank you so much. And like Henry did here, put your domain name in there so I can give you a little plug as well. Deeply appreciated. And thank you so much for tuning in. And until next week, class is dismissed. Take care. God bless. I hope to see you on the inside.